share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. On the 18th of April, HRH Seri Paduka Baginda Yang di Pertuan Agong Al Sultan Abdullah Riayatuddin Al Mustafa Billah Shah and Raja Permaisuri Agong Tunku Haja Aziza Aminah Maimunah Iskandaraya attended a buka puasa ceremony at Istana Negara. Among attendants were members of cabinet, dignitaries and heads of foreign delegations. But one person sitting at the high table along with HRH stood out from the crowd. Advocate and solicitor, Muhammad Rafiq Rashid Ali, took to his Twitter account to pinpoint and condemn the fact that former Prime Minister, Datuk Seri Najib Razak was seated at the high table, alongside current Prime Minister, Dato Seri Ismail Sabri and the Yang di Pertuan Agong. He wrote, "High table. In front of honorary guests, cabinet members, members of government bodies as well as the judiciary and the legislature. Istana Negara needs to answer as to why such treatment was given to PM 6, Najib. The people are watching. What kind of message are you sending the people? That committing crimes is fine as long as they have strong connections?" Netizens have since shared his disappointment. "Personally, I feel insulted. As a citizen, I'm very afraid to break the law. I am not worthy to step within the palace grounds. I do my best for my religion, race and country. But instead, are we, as citizens, slaves? All of this is in the spirit of Malaysia Boleh. Even a convicted criminal can share a table with the king. If this is the attitude of the Istana Negara, then where else can the people seek shelter? When the people arise to question the contributions of the royal institution, then it is said that the people are rebelling against the king. But the king's behavior that is shown is creating hatred among the people. But most importantly, people want to know why. Why is Najib being treated like royalty? I agree. Istana Negara needs to provide an explanation. The people want to know. What are your thoughts on this matter? Do feel free to share in the comment section." Also read, "Transport Minister responds to backlash on his inaction in the Basikal Lagic case." Source: Istana Negara. Source: Twitter. Source: Twitter. Source: Twitter. Source: Twitter. Source: Twitter. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.